CliffCentral.com.
George Meany's here, the CEO of Auto Trader, and he's got some stuff to tell us.
Hey, so, George.
Bye, Ben. Hi, George, as it goes.
Bye, buddy. Great weekend.
Cheers, Ben.
Cheers, Ben.
How are you doing, George?
I think he's on mute.
I was on mute.
Oh, good. Good. Awesome, man. What's been happening? What can you tell us this Friday morning?
Well, Gareth, the first thing is that it has now become cheaper to ride a horse than to drive any car.
I knew it. See,
talk about staying true. We're going back in time. I love this show.
No, listen, this morning, George, there's a theme going on here. I mean, everything Tapelo and Ben and I were talking about before is about like the things that we could be doing better that our ancestors were doing. And it sounds to me like you've hit the nail on the head here with this horse thing. So the price of fuel is now so high that it's cheaper to actually buy and ride a horse.
Yep. And cheaper by more than 50%. So some crowd in the United States did a study, and it costs roughly around $5,000 to maintain a car, and about $1,000 for insurance, and then another $1,000. That's about $7,000 a year to run a car, whereas it costs to the average cost of a horse is anywhere between $500 and $2,000 per annum. So less than half the cost to ride a horse, sure. And very dependent on hay prices.
You've just depressed me.
No.
You have just depressed me.
Don't you wish we still had horses instead of cars? Why do you say no?
What? Are you kidding?
I do. I'm not kidding.
All right. Sounds like Tapelo's on a bit of he's a bit of a delay here. All right. What else have you got for us, George?
And then, Gareth, there was a bear in Tennessee. So this bear, I'm going to send you the link there if you want a visual.
Sure.
This bear decided to open up a F-150 Ford, climb inside and look for snacks.
Oh, my God.
Now, the funny thing is this bear didn't destroy the car. He actually opened the car like a human being, got into the car, opened up the glove box, found a packet of M&Ms, took the packet, got out of the car, and then attempted to open the packet of M&Ms.
I'm telling you.
Are we sure it wasn't an M&M commercial?
But these animals are getting smarter too, and we're starting to see that maybe they're evolving as fast as we are, and they're developing skills like opening the glove box, opening the door, getting in feet first. You know, this is not the kind of behavior you might have seen 100 years ago. Maybe they are getting smarter.
They could be evolving just like we did, and getting to a stage where, you know, who knows? One might answer you one day.
One day something will be.
Hey man, or these could just be.
Yeah.
It, you know, or maybe these could just be the signs, gentlemen. We need to really relook our positions on this world and look at going back a few steps. Nature's literally saying, see us.
That seems to be the theme for this morning, but I'm just hoping that there isn't some animal in the future that will be riding us to work because it's cheaper than driving a vehicle. That wouldn't be good.
Uber horsepower.
Exactly.
Well, the girl piggyback, I suppose.
Yeah. Hey, listen, somebody has a question
and
here.
And Ferrari has entered the...
Sorry, let me just throw this in quickly, Borge. Congo Chris says, I saw a pearl-wrapped Mustang GT yesterday, the ugliest thing I've ever seen. And I say that as a Stang fan. What do you have to say to that, George?
No, you know what? When people wrap their cars in weird and wonderful colors, it actually just absolutely buggers up the car and its original beauty. I mean, I don't know if you've seen that matte pink wrap that people do on their cars, or this like mustard yellow matte wrap that people, it looks like vomit.
Terrible. Okay, that doesn't sound nice. I'll agree with you. You're a bit of a purist on that front. Sorry, you were saying something about Ferrari?
Yeah, so Ferrari's entered the fray of electric vehicles, because, you know, up to now they've been making hybrids. So they say they want to launch 15 new models between 2023 and 2026. So if you are a Ferrari fan, you can expect Ferrari to come out with some interesting electric cars from 2023 onwards. So, you know, it's interesting that they're moving away from their hybrid strategy to electric cars.
Okay, well, that seems to be a trend all over the place, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely it. Very true. I mean, for example, you know, just to add on that, you know, you obviously know, I can mention Mark, the car brand I'm associated to.
Yeah, go for it.
On the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a global ambassador for Volvo and, okay. you know, been so for a couple of years now. And it's amazing, you know, to add to what my brother there is saying, the electric car sales have gone up in the past month by 60%. Jeez. You know, so Volvo sold more electric cars for the first time last month than your normal petrol or diesel, you know. So there is a definite, like a true, like aggressive shift, which is interesting, man, because the world is headed there, you know. I charge my vehicle. I've been charging my vehicle for 3 years. Weird concept. But the fact that I can charge my car for the same value or almost paying the same as it costs to charge a cell phone maybe twice, and it's effortless, just a plug on the wall as I park, and having that, you know, that hybrid experience has really, you know, sort of changed the way I view things, you know. Even when the petrol goes up, I'm like, it's horrible, but like, I'm like, whew. At least I can just, you know, I can use a bit of electricity and balance it out, and it works.
You are speaking George. You're speaking George's language here. He loves this.
Love this.
I mean, it's fascinating, Gareth. I'm so traditional, Gareth. Like, I even forget to charge my car, and when I don't have enough money, I'm like, why didn't you charge a damn thing? But like, I'm getting there. I'm getting used to it now, and I promise you, this approach is sustainable, is sensible. It's just that obviously we are people and we are stuck in our ways.
Yeah, we just have to make sure Eskom keeps up.
And maybe we want to ride horses.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah,
of course. Yeah. What else you got for us, George? You know.
And then finally, Gareth, I don't know if you've heard, Mercedes-Benz South Africa has recalled 13,159 cars sold between 2006 and 2019 due to possible brake failure concerns.
Oh, my God.
Inside one of the cylinder housings, there are bolts that potentially are rusting. And so if you have a Mercedes-Benz manufactured between 2006 and 2019,
wow,
phone Mercedes-Benz or go onto their websites and go and have a look if you're one of those recalls.
That's a massive gap. That's a massive time period, timeline.
Yeah.
That's huge.
And yeah, that's going to cost them some money.
I mean, these
money.
Things happen. It's going to cost them some money, that's for sure.
Damn.
Sure.
All right, well, gentlemen, I'm going to have to call us to order at the end of the show. It's already 8 o'clock, and I appreciate both of your time. George, always good to see you. CliffCentral.com.